Governor Andrew Cuomo's poll numbers are down. In fact, according to the latest Siena College poll, the Democrats' net favorability rating is down 19 points from January to February. His favorable rating is down from 62% to 53%, and his unfavorable rating is up from 30% to 40%. Siena College pollster Steve Greenberg says the corruption and bribery trial of Cuomo's former top aide Joseph Prococo may be one of the reasons for Cuomo's lower poll numbers, but there are other factors in play as well.
From January to February, the numbers, the favorability rating for each house of the legislature barely moved. What we do know is that from January to February, how voters feel about the direction of the state changed very little. And what we do know is from January to February, the vast majority of the governor's legislative proposals are unchanged, with one exception, that being on the tax, his proposal to sue the federal government over the tax law. Well, the tax, federal tax law, I don't want to say is more popular, but is less unpopular now than it was a month ago, and therefore voters feel less strongly that they want to see the governor sue the federal government. But other than that, virtually nothing to do with state government moved from January to February, other than the governor's favorability, job performance, and reelect numbers. So clearly there's something out there that, and we have to remember, a poll is nothing more than a snapshot in time. At this very moment, there's something out there that troubles voters more than it did a month ago. That said, the governor still has a positive 53 to 40% favorability rating.
The good news for the governor, I guess, as well, is that the two Republicans who are challenging him at this point are really unknown, and the governor still looks like he's in very good shape for a reelection.
Absolutely. Right now, 50% of voters say they're prepared to reelect Andrew Cuomo as governor. 42% say they prefer, quote, someone else, unquote. Well, we don't run an election in November of Cuomo someone else. There will actually be one or more someone else. And we'll have to see how voters feel at that point. You know, campaigns are all about educating voters, and voters are not focused on a gubernatorial campaign that takes place in November, in February. But the governor has no strong opponent yet. Right now, John DeFrancisco, the state senator from Syracuse, viewed favorably by 10% of New Yorkers, 9% view him unfavorably, but far more than three-quarters, 81%, don't know enough about him to have an opinion. Similar numbers for Joel Giambra. So, you know, right now, voters are not focused on the election, and they like Cuomo. They don't like him quite as much as they did a month ago, but they like Cuomo. And we still have 9 months until Election Day.
One of the issues you asked about is legalizing recreational marijuana in New York. How did the New York voters react to that?
Favorably, not overwhelmingly, but favorably. 56% of New Yorkers say they support legalizing recreational use of marijuana. 40% oppose. We see a fairly wide partisan difference. 66% of Democrats support it. 57% of Republicans oppose it. That same 57% of independents support it. We don't see much of a difference geographically. It's a little bit more favorable downstate than upstate, but not by a lot. Where we see the biggest difference, age. Voters under 35, three-quarters of them, 76% of voters under 35 support legalizing recreational use of pot, whereas those voters my age, 55 and older, were evenly divided or closely divided. 46% of those voters 55 and older supported, 49% oppose it.